I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The FBI does many things, and one of them is to investigate war crimes, not just here in the U.S., but around the globe. Our partner program, Reveal, from the Center for Investigative Reporting, has learned that the Bureau has decided to dissolve that program. Aaron Glantz is a senior reporter who broke that story. He says the people working in the FBI's war crimes unit are doing important work.
They're the kind of FBI agents you might see in movies, you know, people who track down Liberian warlords living in Philadelphia, a quiet life in their old age, and put the cuffs on them. They're the type of FBI agents who track down the Americans who joined ISIS and bring them to justice, or the agents who investigate American military contractors working overseas who massacre innocent civilians and put them in the dock. That is the unit of the FBI that we learned is being dismantled.
Right. And those cases you cited, like the Liberian warlord living in Philadelphia, those are actual cases that they've cracked.
Yeah. Last year, one of these men, Thomas Waweju, he was living a quiet life in Philadelphia. But back in Liberia, where he was a warlord, witnesses who testified at his trial in Philly said that his men herded civilians through checkpoints decorated with severed heads and strings of human intestines. These are the kinds of people that can just live amongst us if nobody is looking.
So the FBI's International Human Rights Unit was created, I see, 10 years ago during the Obama administration. Who was behind its creation, and how is its history connected to the war crimes of World War II?
There have been parts of the FBI that have been looking into war criminals living in the U.S. and around the world ever since World War II. It began with the Nazi hunting. But in 2009, Congress passed a law creating this special unit with the idea, first of all, that there should be people whose job it is always to look for war criminals both here in the U.S. and around the world where the U.S. citizen is either the perpetrator or the victim. The other important thing about the special unit as it was created by Congress was that there's kind of a command center for different parts of the federal government that all have a stake in bringing war criminals to justice. The State Department, the Justice Department, ICE. But the FBI role is still really key because immigrant communities are not likely to go to ICE and report someone. I mean, these communities are afraid of the immigration police. And so having another part of the federal government that is not connected to ICE that you can also go to report a war criminal in your midst is really important.
So who is behind the decision to shut down this FBI unit and why? What's the rationale?
You know, it's not really clear. I found about this from a source. When I went to the FBI head office, they gave me a statement that basically said, even though we're eliminating this office technically, war crimes prosecutions will go on like nothing ever happened. But then when I talk to sources, they say that they're very worried and they're already seeing indications that agents are going to be reassigned to other work.
What is lost in the long term when this program is shuttered?
What we're going to see is that there is going to be no dedicated part of the federal government to bringing this whole suite of war criminals to justice. Think about the murder of the American journalist Marie Colvin, who was killed in an airstrike in Syria in 2012. The Center for Justice and Accountability, which is a human rights nonprofit based in San Francisco, went to federal court. And last month, they won a $300 million judgment against the Syrian Republic for, you know, a targeted killing of an American journalist doing her job in a media center. That is a war crime. That is exactly the kind of case that this FBI unit would try to bring as a criminal case against the Syrian officials who perpetrated the crime. And you might say, well, you know, what's the point of that? Those Syrian officials are living in Syria anyway. It's really important that we have this long arm of justice, you know, that these Syrian officials can't at some point come to the United States and give lectures. Or maybe the government of Syria could change at some point and there might be an opportunity to bring these individuals to justice. The people in the U.S. government who would be charged with bringing that case, they wouldn't exist anymore.
Aaron Glantz with the scoop on the closing of the FBI's International Human Rights Unit. Aaron's a senior reporter for our partner program, Reveal, from the Center for Investigative Reporting. Aaron, thank you very much.
Thank you.